major developments to share with you now on the Russian spy swap. You've been hearing a lot about this at the top of the hour with CNN, but we have some details that they don't have yet. Our own national security correspondent, J.J. Green, actually broke this story on our sister station, WTOP Radio. J.J. joins us now live with details. And, J.J., you had just talked with us last week about Sergei Tretyakov.
Right.
He's probably the world's most famous spy of all time, and he had defected to the U.S. from Russia.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You've done an entire series that is airing on WTOP, Escape from the Iron Curtain, about him and his life.
Right. Yeah. And, we did that series last week, and now comes the news that Sergei Tretyakov is dead. And that raises all kinds of questions about it. And it was a big shock. It's one of those situations where people are going to be asking questions for a very long time about this.
And you were saying that even though he was a defecting spy and had taken up residence in the United States, he didn't really live secretly or on the lam. He didn't broadcast what he did a lot, but he didn't hide it completely. So what do you make of this happening now at the same time that the spy swap is taking place? In fact, everybody's landed in their home countries at this point.
You know, I don't really believe in coincidence, but this is one situation where I have to say that seems to be what this is. Because speaking to his wife, she said he died of natural causes. There appear to be medical records or medical tests that back up that he died of natural causes. But as you can imagine, always when you're dealing with the dark world, there is always this question about, oh, was it really natural causes? Mm-hmm. Was there something that precipitated it? But as I understand it, that's what it was. So it seems to be more of a coincidence than anything.
And if this were the movies, and I'm absolutely not making light of this, but if this were the movies, then the question would be, well, maybe he's faking his own death. Maybe he's going even deeper underground. You knew him. He was a source for you. You've been in his home.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any validity to that?
I would not know that. While I knew him very well and know his wife well, there are parts of their lives that they don't share with anybody, but I would be very, very, very surprised if this were the case, because just the grief that his wife expressed, widow, on the phone when I spoke to her about this, it's real. You know, U.S. authorities have not gone beyond saying the same thing she says, and that is it was natural causes. Sergei was 54 years old, and he was not an old man. You know, things like this happen. You can't really, you know, decide whether something is one thing or the other if you don't have all the facts. And this is one of those cases where I don't know anything more than what they've told me, but I believe what they've told me.
Yeah, because I think it's natural for the question to come up when you're dealing with the Putin regime, frankly, that, you know,
exactly.
It could be foul play, because people have been known in Russia in recent years to have been killed that are outspoken against that government. And so we've had journalists that have been, you know, murdered, people poisoned in other countries running for office and so forth, the Orange Revolution. So
but
it wouldn't be out of character for that to be foul play.
But I think that's one of the things that his wife wants to make darn sure of, that the SVR and the Russians do not get to make any hay out of this. And I think that's what the medical reports are designed to do, is to show that he did die of natural causes and not by some other means.
Do you have we only have about a minute left. Can you talk to us about how you came into this information and what sort of timeline there is? Because there's some discrepancy as to when did he die or when you
found
out.
I came into the information when I got when his widow contacted me and told me. And the question was, having heard about it or having heard rumors of it for some time, there is no way to confirm any of this, because I was not and am not in regular contact with any of them.
Sure.
And can only be in contact with them when they choose to be. So I was able to confirm this when she called me and told me about it. And that was very, very recently.
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for that update. And I'm sure you'll have more information as the weekend develops, and people can read more at WTOP.com as well. And JJ, we know that it was a loss for you because it was a source and also a friend. And so our condolences to you as well.
Well, thanks. But, you know, he was, you know, he'll be a loss for this entire nation. I mean, he was, you know, he was a very valuable. If you talk to folks in the intelligence community, they'll tell you just how these folks are U.S. citizens now. So, you know.
All right. Thanks so much, JJ. Welcome. National Security Correspondent JJ Green.